week or so before Halloween, I just happened to be in Tenleytown, and I wandered into one of the shops there and was amazed to see that the entire shop had already been decorated for Christmas. Since Halloween, decorating for Christmas seems to be going on everywhere, and it seems that every year the Christmas season starts earlier and earlier. Thanksgiving, which was once a holiday in its own right, or which at least was seen as the beginning of the Christmas season in this country, has been simply absorbed into this ever-lengthening Christmas shopping season. About the only people left to celebrate Thanksgiving are the grocery stores. But even some of them have already decorated for Christmas as well. As a society, we are clearly anticipating Christmas earlier and earlier in the calendar year. But that anticipation will put us as Catholics in ever greater tension with this society, since the Church continues to emphasize for us the idea of bringing the liturgical year to a close during these weeks, rather than already beginning to celebrate Christmas. The Church encourages us to remember that these weeks leading up to the celebration of Christ the King and then Advent are important in their own way. There is much for us to reflect upon, not unrelated to Christmas, but not Christmas just yet. Therefore, it is by design that all three readings this morning place before us these themes of waiting and anticipation and what they mean for us as a Christian community. These are not ideas that we think about in the church very often, but as the readings suggest, they are actually fundamental to the Christian experience when we think about it, and have been from the very beginning. The early church was a church that was waiting in great anticipation for the return of Christ, for Christ's second coming, and the end of time that it was to bring. But as we see in both the second reading from Paul and from Matthew's Gospel, both written about 30 years or so after Christ's resurrection, the members of the early church found themselves waiting and wondering why Christ hadn't returned yet. Their anticipation that he would return soon had not come to fulfillment. To them, he seemed delayed or overdue. Members of their community, loved ones in their families, had died during that time, which they didn't think would happen before Jesus would return. And so people were confused about what it meant for all of them, both the living and the dead. The eager anticipation of the early church that Christ would return soon had become a confused and aggravated waiting that wondered, where in the name of God is he? I would suggest for us today this sense of an uncertain waiting is an increasingly difficult feeling for us to relate to. As a Christian community, for certain, the anticipation that Christ is coming again soon is not part of our experience. We believe Christ is coming again, we anticipate it. But we also live out of a faith and confidence that he is already here with us, always here with us. And although we believe he is coming again, we aren't expecting him to return within our lifetimes, at least I'm not thinking we are. Certainly not in the way the early church did. But culturally, this whole experience of waiting in anticipation is something that has changed remarkably in the lifetime for most of us here. We don't wait much anymore, wondering where in the world someone is. Now we just pick up our mobile phones and call or text. We don't wait on people to arrive anymore the way we once did. We don't even wait for buses or the metro the way we once did. Signs and cell phones can provide us with at least a little information. About the only place where we wait now in confusion unknowing is the airport, wondering why our flight hasn't boarded when it was supposed to, and wondering why the airline won't make an announcement. We don't know. We all know how aggravating that feeling can be. We know the feeling of when we seem to wait too long for our names to be called for a doctor or dentist appointment. But those experiences are increasingly rare. Waiting in uncertain or unknowing anticipation isn't something that we feel in the way we once did. In that way, the experience of the early church waiting for Christ to come again at any moment is foreign to us. That quality of their experience as Christians isn't ours. And that's fine. We know that our own experience of waiting anticipation are human experiences, but shaped by culture and history. As I say, those of us of a certain age remember what it was to wait on someone without a cell phone, wondering when they might arrive. In the developing world, where the main mode of transportation is still walking, waiting on someone may be something that lasts for hours, even days. On the other hand, I remember hearing once that in Japan, their hyper-precise bullet trains are marked late if they are as little as 10 seconds behind schedule. Imagine that on the Red Line. The feeling of waiting in anticipation is very human, but a cultural and historic one. What it means for us to wait and to anticipate as a mental and emotional experience, not just an activity, is not a simple one. And the church today encourages us to recognize how waiting and anticipation are a part of what it is to be a Christian, and that thinking about how we are to wait in anticipation deserves our attention and reflection. And that is why the church gives us this time at the end of the liturgical year, and then begins the new liturgical year with a season of Advent, a season of waiting in anticipation of what is to come. As Christians, we are a people who wait. We are a people who anticipate the return of Christ. We will celebrate his coming again this Christmas, even though we know he is with us always. We will await his return, even though he tells us that he is among us when two or more are gathered in his name. From the very beginning, the Christ event has disturbed and unsettled our experience of waiting and anticipating. Waiting anticipation for the coming of the Christ who is always with us contains an inherent contradiction. For what we are trying to describe is not a period of time, but a mystery. Something real and true, but beyond our ability to understand. But in these weeks leading up to Advent, the church encourages us to remain in these feelings, to remain in the mystery, and to be conscious of how waiting and anticipation shape our lives as Christians. To understand that in our earthly lives, we are in time, in this time, when we await a greater union with Christ, who was with us in history, and yet outside of time. To take these weeks before Advent and to examine how we are waiting, like the women in the gospel reading. To wonder, were Christ to return today, would he know us as disciples? Would he recognize himself in us, in the way that we treat one another? Would he see the gospel lived out in our lives? Would he recognize the values that he promoted, the good news that he proclaimed to the world, in everything that we say and do? An early meaning of the word anticipation meant to mention something before the proper time. As Christians, it is not yet the Christmas season for us. Other themes, other facets of our Christian experience deserve their proper attention during the coming weeks. The culture will want to rush us on to Christmas, but it is before the proper time for us. Fundamental to our Christian experience is waiting. Because in waiting, we allow God to act in the way that God wants to, not the way we would. In waiting, we give God the opportunity to come how and when God wants, not the way we might anticipate. By waiting in anticipation, we allow God to surprise us and to prepare us for what else might be possible in our lives this Christmas, when it does finally come.